Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus.
For those of you Catholic listeners, you probably recognize these sounds. It's the Blessing of the Palms that takes place the Saturday before Holy Week. What is not evident is that this Catholic tradition is taking place at one of Minnesota's oldest Catholic churches. It's also one of the first African-American Catholic parishes, and that earns St. Peter Claver its place in Minnesota history. Located in St. Paul's historic Rondo neighborhood, one of the oldest African-American neighborhoods, Claver was founded by Archbishop John Ireland in 1888. Father Kevin McDonough, the current pastor of Claver, says that it was Ireland's commitment to equal rights that led him to adopt this congregation of converts.
He was galvanized by the experience of being a chaplain in the Civil War and seeing the plight of the recently freed slaves. So he returned to the Twin Cities, resolved that all Black folks in Greater Minnesota should be welcome in the Roman Catholic Church. And so he spent most of his ministry actually trying to make all of our parishes open to Black folks.
Another St. Peter Claver founder was a man named Frederick Lamar McGee. Frederick McGee was born a slave in Aberdeen, Mississippi in 1861. He moved to St. Paul in 1889. He was Minnesota's first Black attorney in what was then a burgeoning African-American community after the Civil War. He was one of the founders of the NAACP and one of the first attorneys to argue against separate but equal laws. He believed that the Catholic Church offered educational and other opportunities that other churches could not. Here's McGee's great-nephew, Yusuf M. Janey.
Because African-American Catholics were not welcome in white Catholic churches, we're talking about the 1880s in St. Paul, Minnesota, the original St. Peter Claver Church, of which Fred was one of the two founders, Fred McGee, was in downtown St. Paul. They then secured land on Aurora and Rice Street, directly across from the state office building on the northeast corner of the block on which Sears is located, which is probably a better landmark. And legislators were terribly concerned about a Black Catholic church being located so close to the Capitol, which, interestingly enough, the street in front of has been renamed Martin Luther King Boulevard.
McGee and Archbishop Ireland searched for a suitable candidate to lead the flock. They found one in Father Stephen Theobald, a former journalist from Guyana. He, like McGee and Colonel Sam Hardy, another African-American founder of Claver, was an active promoter of civil rights. Many people think that African-Americans gravitate towards Baptist or Methodist faith, but according to Father Kevin McDonough, the church appealed to African-Americans after the Civil War for some unique reasons.
And so people like Frederick McGee and Colonel Hardy and several others saw the Catholic Church as a inconsistent but really potentially strong ally because of our commitment to education. And in fact, when Archbishop Ireland founded what is now the University of St. Thomas in 1885, he insisted that it would be an integrated institution. It was the first Catholic institution of higher education in America that reached out to African-American candidates for higher studies. And that was true back when Frederick McGee and Stephen Theobald were building this community. They appealed to people to say, here is an institution with international leverage, but a local commitment to education. And the combination of our church being an institution not beholden to the enslaving American political institutions, and also being deeply committed to local education, was the real attractor.
Claver is still going strong, and today it still carries its commitment to social justice, education, and doing good in the community.
In more recent decades, really since the 1950s when we first opened St. Peter Claver School, I think we've been viewed, and we want to be viewed, as particularly committed to the educational advancement of young people of all sorts of religious backgrounds or none whatsoever, but especially in the African American community.
For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.